With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The views and opinions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Live from Chicago, the crossroads of America, Papa Say. Papa Say is a highly acclaimed Hoodoo practitioner and fourth generation seer with over 50 years experience in the spiritual path. Boasting a worldwide clientele from various age, education, economic and ethnic groups, Papa Say shares a vast wealth of knowledge with those who have both the desire to learn and will to do what it takes to control the many problems in life. Celebrities and regular persons alike use these same things offered in these broadcasts and now experience true happiness and peace of mind that comes when your problems are finally solved. Papa Say uses the secret knowledge taught to him by his parents and ancestors along with practical knowledge from the Igbo in West Africa, the Seminole in the swamps of Florida and the old Hoodoo root workers of Louisiana. Along with his formal education in theology, anthropology and parapsychology brings holistic dimension that touches you. Spirit. Mind and body. And now your host, Papa Say.
Azalet, Usia, Blusia, Metcatalin, Bahet Kaber. Eshtami Tukad Amisbea Lotikbi. God bless all my father's children, here, there, and everywhere. And welcome to the only real, genuine Hoodoo broadcast on the airways. This is your host, Monsieur John Leon Devereaux, officially known to many as Papa Say, your Hoodoo Daddy, promising to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. Let me say that I love you, and you, and even you, and it makes no difference what you think of me, but it does make a difference what I think of you. I cannot allow hatred, jealousy, prejudice, religion, or greed to be a part of me, for I know, and I want you to know, that the real Hoodoo brings light, love, and life to the world. God bless you. God keep you. May He lift His eyes upon you and give you peace. May He bless your going out and your coming in, this time and forevermore. Well, how are you? Today's a new week. Yes, a new week. This is Sunday. And today we have a Hoodoo Spirit reading. Hoodoo Spirit reading. Now, this is a reading about the spirits around you and in your life. A reading about the spirits around you and in your life. Well, I'm not going to take up a lot of time. So here is our first commercial.
When you're in need, be sure to use Papa Say. Papa Say is a fourth generation seer and an all-around Hoodoo root doctor. Papa Say is that surefire person for getting whatever done to make your situation better. Papa Say can help you with everything from success in love to a continuous flow of money. Papa Say can remove that evil eye that's destroying your life and your future. Papa Say helps women get and keep their man and kids off the street, off of drugs, and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use a tarot or a crystal ball. He uses an ordinary deck of playing cards, a time-honored method used by all real hoodoos. Papa Say can look through muddy water and spot dry land. He's not an ordinary reader or psychic. He's your holy spiritual advisor. You need him? Call him at 1-800-ASK-KEEN. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN and ask for extension 055-9865. That's 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say.
Is your success flying away from you? Is your money gone before you get it? Does everything you touch turn from sugar to shit? Then you need a miracle from Almighty God. Papa Say is your holy spiritual advisor. He helps with all spiritual and metaphysical problems. No matter how big or how small, God uses Papa Say to get rid of them all. Papa Say can look at the muddy water of deceit and see dry land, the good life, here and far away too. Papa Say helps married people and their children. He takes them off the streets, off the bottle, off of drugs and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use tarot or a crystal ball. He uses the hand of Almighty God to see yesterday, today, and tomorrow to help you in your everyday life. Papa Say gets you out of trouble and puts you into the favored life of peace, prosperity, and paradise. Yes. Have no further questions? Then contact Papa Say at 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there is one holy spiritual advisor, and that is Papa Say.
Well, some of you have just joined us, and I'm happy you came. Yes, I really am. Happy you came on by. Well, we're going to start off. We're going to start off right now. We're not going to waste any time. We're going to start off right now. And it'll be beautiful, I guess. Well, area code 313. This is Papa Say. How are you?
I'm all right. Papa Say, how are you doing today?
Fine.
I like a spirit reading, and then after that, Tony would like one. Please.
Okay, spirit reading. And the first card is the Five of Hearts. The second card is the Two of Clubs. And the third card is the Joker. Well, the Five of Hearts is the Moon. And it predicts a good fortune, you know, no matter where it is. Now, the Deuce of Clubs predicts a long journey. Or it's a railroad. And with this railroad, there's obviously spirits. Obviously spirits come along with it. So the railroad is good. It's good. Now, you have the Big Joker as your third card, which means that everything good is now yours. You will receive money, good homes, and friendship in all walks of life. Money, good homes, and friendship in all walks of life. Now, the thing with the train is that these are spirits bringing it in. They are a train of spirits which are bringing all of these things to you. You know, these spirits are good spirits. These are spirits that will help you, not hinder you. So with that, all I can say is just keep on keeping on. And God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you, Papa Say. Antonio.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, Papa Say.
How are you?
Cool. I'm okay.
Good. Now, would you like a reading?
Yes.
Okay. The first card is the Deuce of Hearts. The second card is the Seven of Hearts. And the third card is the Five of Clubs. Well, the Deuce of Hearts is a gentleman, and this card, well, it's about you. That's all it's saying, that this reading is about you. Now, the Seven of Hearts is, well, it is a start. You're moving, you know, sooner or later for your good. You're moving. And the five of hearts, the five of clubs, I'm sorry, is the clover, which is good news or good tidings. Now, I would say that the stork is the news that the clover is bringing. The stork is the news, you know. So with yourself, with you moving, it doesn't mean anything bad. It's all good. It's all good. And with the stork, you'll have a new place. You have a new place, and you'll do fine. You'll do exactly fine. And with the good clover, with the new clover, you have the good news of the new place, but you also have good news as far as everything else is concerned. And all the dealings that you will have will be blessed. Now, God bless you.
God bless you. And God bless
you. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, we start off with something not here. We start off with something good. Now. You know, I want something good to start off. I want something good. Now, here's somebody else. Here it goes with Skype. 111. Hello? Hello? This is Papa. Say hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm well, and I would like a spirit reading.
Okay. The first card is the Three of Diamonds. The second card is the Seven of Spades. And the third card is the Jack of Clubs. Now, what do we have? With the Three of Diamonds, you have the safe, and it indicates riches. With the Seven of Spades, you have clouds. And you have dark clouds and you have bright clouds. Well, dark clouds are towards you now. And with the Jack of Clubs, well, you have, it is the medal. It's the medal of honor and of recognition of labor. Now, when I put all three of these together, this is what I get. You have a money problem. You have a money problem. And this money problem is because some of the clouds are not favorable for you now. They're not favorable for you. You will have favor, and it's insured with the medal of honor. You don't have money now, but you have honor. You have honor, and your honor will exceed all that you are interested in. Now, you will have business success. You will have business success. In fact, this medal is a sure sign of business success. So that will happen either way it goes. Either way it goes, that will be for you. Now, God bless you and God keep you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Well. Well, we have somebody else here. Somebody that we're used to. Okay, area code 573. This is yours. This is your
hey,
day.
Hey, Pop. Hey,
how
Pop,
are you?
How are you? I'm good, sir.
All
and
right.
You? Good. I'd like to get a reading.
Okay. The first card is the Eight of Clubs. The second card is the Nine of Clubs. And the third card is the Ace of Clubs. Well. All clubs. So this is happening in the spring. I should say, this is happening now. Well, the eight of clubs is the serpent, and the snake is a sign of ingenuity, of cunning, of all that. Now, the nine of clubs is the part. It depicts a new love, be it personal or thing. A new love is in your life. Now, the ace of clubs is the crossroads, which is a choice between right and wrong or left and right. Now, with that snake, I see in there in the tree birds. Now, birds are hecklers. They do wrong. They give all this, you know, bad talk about stuff. And see, that snake will get rid of them. Now, with the park, your love is near. In that park, there is something or someone which you are in love with, and it will be revealed. They're going to show themselves soon, very soon. Now, with the crossroads, you have to make a decision with who you are going to be, with what you are going to do. Now, with that decision, you know, some of the things which take place in your life will not take place. Some of them will. Some of them will. But all in all, you're at a crossroads. You're going one way or another. Now, God bless you and God keep you.
All right. Thank you, sir. God bless you, too. Thanks, Pop.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, these are good cards, I guess. Well, 301, this is Papa Say. Hello.
Hi, Papa.
Hello, how are you?
Fine, how are you today?
Okay, fine.
Like a reading?
Okay. Okay, the first card is the Three of Clubs. The second card is the King of Clubs. And the third card is the Eight of Diamonds. Now, the Three of Clubs is a tree. It means the tree of good health, the tree of life. Now, the King of Clubs is the Bear. Now, he is a sign of successful speculation. So some things which you are speculating now will come out. They'll come out just the way you expect them to. Now, the Eight of Diamonds is the broken glass. Now, it is broken so much that there's no ill will with it. There's no ill will with it. So, with the glass being broke up, well, in fact, crushed, you don't have any bad luck happening. Don't have any bad luck. But the tree of life, is there as a figure. The tree of life will give you most of the things that you want. And the bear will pull those things towards you. Now, the glass will just, it's something like slowing it down. It's slowing it down somewhat, but you will come out all right. Okay? Now, that's all there's to it. You'll come out all right. Now, God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well. Certain people, let me see. I gotta get all these calls that drop. Ooh, okay. Okay, 470, this is Papa Say. Hello.
Hi, Papa Say. How are you, sir?
I'm fine. How are you?
Well, sir, may I have a reading, please?
or May. The first card is the Four of Spades. The second card is the Three of Hearts. And the third card is the Three of Spades. Well, you have some good cards here.
Yes.
Some good cards. The Four of Spades represents the eye. The eye of friends looking at you. But even more than that, it is the eye of spirits. It is the eye, well, in fact, I have to tell you, it's the eye of God. It's looking at us. One way or another, it's evaluating. Now, the three of hearts represents the sun. And with it representing the sun, now that is an eye too. But it's a physical eye. It is the eye of individuals, of people noticing you, you know, of you doing things that can be seen. And the Three of Spades is the pig, which is an omen of phenomenal luck, great abundance, high honors, and all ambitions attained. Now, you have a spiritual and a physical looking at you. You have a physical eye and a spiritual eye. And what does it see? They all see this pig. You shall have a lot. It shall be bubbling over to be so much. You'll have so much that people, that individuals will look at you and will not know what's happening. Because of this. Because of the spiritual eye and because of the physical eye. Now, all in all I can tell you to do is just thank God for it and be ready for it. Now, God bless you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank bye-bye. You. Well, so-and-so, individuals have dropped. I dropped them. Yeah, I dropped them. Well, to everybody, you have a certain amount of, how should I say, spiritual influence. You have a certain amount of spiritual influence. Spirits are used to you. Spirits are used to you. And you have spirits that walk around you, that are near you, that try to help you any way they can. Now, folks look at you and say, well, they're evil, them spirits. No, it's not. Evil spirits go to what? Evil people. Good spirits go to good people. Now, that's it. Evil spirits go to evil people. But good spirits, good people. So, by acting good, you can ensure yourself a good outcome. By acting evil, you are insured an evil income. You are insured evil. But with good, all you got to do is act right. Okay? Well, here's another one. Area code 818. Hello, this is Papa Say.
Greetings, Papa Say. How are you today?
Okay, we're fine. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Wonderful, sir.
Okay, we'll give you a reading, okay?
Yes, sir.
The first card is the Six of Hearts. The second card is the Queen of Diamonds. And the third card is, the Six of Clubs. Okay, the Six of Hearts is a house, which is you know, it's emblematic of success and all those things there. Well, but even more, it means a marriage. It predicts a marriage. Now, oh boy, the queen of diamonds is the children. The children, and it predicts gentleness, friendliness, and the six of clubs is lightning, and it denotes a surprise. Now, I'm going to tell you something. This surprise is something that is near. It is near children. It's near children. So, I believe that you will have a surprise children coming along. In fact, the house predicts your marriage. So you will be married soon. Yep, you'll be married soon. And you will have a child. You'll have a child. In fact, you'll have two, a boy and a girl. A boy and a girl will be yours. And all this is coming as a surprise. It is coming as a surprise. It's just, bam, just thank you. That's it. It's just really coming out on by. You don't even have to worry about it because this is going to happen. This is going to happen. These things are really there for you, and it will be yours. Well, God bless you.
Blessings to you and all the listeners. Thank you.
Okay, God bless you. Bye-bye. Ooh, boy. Now, he's really having something good. But all of you realize that good spirits come to good people. Yes, they do. And evil spirits go to evil people. You have to learn. You have to know that. Good to good, evil to evil. Now, ain't no evil spirit gonna come to good people. And ain't no good spirit come to no evil people. It's just good to good and evil to evil. That's it. You have got to learn that. You have got to learn it. Now, above all, the people that you deal with have to be the type of individuals that you want in your life. Yes, that's right. The people have to be the types that you want in your life. If you want good things and good people to be there, then you should have no dealings with evil. Evil people, evil spirits, evil things. Have no dealings with them. But only what's good and right and holy. Okay? Now, I put a new word in there. I put holy in there. Now, y'all ain't heard that word. Now, what does holy mean? Holy means it is consecrated to God and only to God. Now, you're going to have to go past your Sunday school teaching. Yeah, you will have to. Because holy is the substance of Almighty God. God does not think any evil. He doesn't. He can do good and he can do evil, but he doesn't think any evil. No, he doesn't. And see, when you're holy, you're holy committed to God. You do only what God says you to do. I'm going to say it again. When you are committed to God, you do only what God says for you to do. Because you are holy. Now, holiness is the nature of God. The nature of God. With holiness, there is nothing evil attached to it. Nothing bad. Even when a person does something wrong, Almighty God uses holiness. What happens? He gets rid of them. But that he, God, is doing as being holy. Do you get it? A person that is evil is a person that is self-centered and is concerned about nothing else but his own self. Nothing else but his own self. That is what a evil person is. But a holy person is concerned about himself. He's concerned about himself, yeah, and others. He's concerned about himself and others. He's not concerned totally about himself. Oh, no. But he has to be, he has to know about himself. He has to be concerned about himself. He's living in the world just like everybody else. And if he doesn't eat, he'll die. Yeah, that's right. He'll die. But the selfish person is concerned about only himself. Only what he wants. Only what he does. Only how he'll benefit. Now, that is receiving for self alone, where you do things for you to get it. But when you're holy, you do self, you do what? You receive for yourself, so that you can share. That is the difference between evil and good. With good, you get it to share it. And with evil, you get it just for yourself. Now, that will control everybody, everyone, no matter who it is. No matter who it is falls in front of that. The receiving for self alone and the receiving for self to share. Now, there are things which you can share, and there are things which you are not supposed to share. There are things, you know, I'll tell you one, you know, your husband or wife, you are not supposed to share them. You aren't. You aren't, especially if the only thing you can share is sleeping with them. You are not supposed to share them. But the love that your husband or wife has. Oh, yeah, you can share that. You can share that. Many people can share that. You can go ahead and have that love and treat it for someone else. Now, with that, every individual is supposed to use whatever he has to share. Not self, not to take it, not to keep it, but for others. But for others. Now, when you do that, you are holy. H-O-L-Y, holy. Now, do you know that God shares eternally? That's all God does is share. That's all he does. God does not take anything for himself. He can't. Everything about God is to share it. He shares it with others. He doesn't keep it for himself. He doesn't use it for himself. He shares it with others. That is what? The nature of God. And it is our nature. Now, I'm telling you something. You know, with hoodoo, you are supposed to share. You are supposed to share. One thing that I remember about my grandmother, this years ago, back in the swamps of Louisiana. One thing I remember is that Grandma always shared. If a family was hungry, Grandma would go and share some of the foodstuffs that we had with them. If they had a baby, Grandma would, you know, share some of the clothes we had with them. Or if it was a time when, you know, the kids didn't have nothing, she would share some toys with them. She was always sharing. But there were some individuals that didn't share, that were totally evil, that took for their own self. And with those, Grandma tell you she had nothing to do with them. She ain't nothing that she do with them. Yeah, she tell you. She tell you, say, I ain't got nothing to do with them. And meant it. And what would happen is on down the line, we find out about them people. We find out about them. They be, you know, in a worse state. They'd be broke, they'd be down out, they'd be sick, crippled, and in some cases, they'd be dead. Why? Because when you give, when you receive in order to share, what happens? The money floats around. Uh-oh. The money also becomes something which the community has, not just an individual. It becomes something which the community has. And everybody is blessed by it. But some people, they just can't get it. I remember that. I remember that with the Igbo, with certain people. In other words, they'd have a dance or a party, but they would bless each other. Now, how do you do that? They would give away money. They would take certain money and pin it on them, put certain money on them. And that way, the party is paid for. They called it raining or spraying a certain person, spraying them with money. And then the person will be blessed. He will do better. He will do better. There is four people now, there is a way to make all of them, all of your beneficence known. And with it, you get to know others. You will get to know them.
When you're in need, be sure to use Papa Say. Papa Say is a fourth generation seer and an all-around hoodoo root doctor. Papa Say is that surefire person for getting whatever done to make your situation better. Papa Say can help you with everything from success in love to a continuous flow of money. Papa Say can remove that evil eye that's destroying your life and your future. Papa Say helps women get and keep their man and kids off the street, off of drugs, and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use a tarot or a crystal ball. He uses an ordinary deck of playing cards, a time-honored method used by all real hoodoos. Papa Say can look through muddy water and spot dry land. He's not an ordinary reader or psychic. He's your holy spiritual advisor. You need him? Call him at 1-800-ASK-KEEN. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN. And ask for extension 055-9865. That's 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say.
Is your success flying away from you? Is your money gone before you get it? Does everything you touch turn from sugar to shit? Then you need a miracle from Almighty God. Papa Say is your holy spiritual advisor. He helps with all spiritual and metaphysical problems. No matter how big or how small, God uses Papa Say to get rid of them all. Papa Say can look at the muddy water of deceit and see dry land, the good life. Here and far away, too. Papa Say helps married people and their children. He takes them off the streets, off the bottle, off of drugs and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use tarot or a crystal ball. He uses the hand of Almighty God to see yesterday, today, and tomorrow to help you in your everyday life. Papa Say gets you out of trouble and puts you into the favored life of peace, prosperity, and paradise. Yes. Have no further questions? Then contact Papa Say at 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there is one holy spiritual advisor, and that is Papa Say.
Well, I tell you what. Well, you've been good today. You've been kind. And you heard an old man rant for a while. So that's always good. That's always good. If I can rant for a while and you go ahead with it, that's okay. Now, tomorrow. Oh, yeah, tomorrow. Tomorrow at 7 o'clock, we have, something too. We have, let me see, let me make sure. Oh, yeah, we have money readings. We have money readings tomorrow at 7 p.m. Now, with the money reading, now you better come. You come to the money readings expecting certain stuff to be found out about you. You need to know whether or not you have money, and with that, where the money is and when the money will come. Yeah, you need to know where it is and when it will come. Now, it don't do you no good if you don't know where it is, and it sure ain't going to do you no good if you don't know when it's going to come. So be here tomorrow at 7 p.m., that's 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, here on Blog Talk Radio. And remember, there's only one real hoodoo, and there's only one Papa Say. Now, goodbye, and God bless you.
The views and opinions expressed on the preceding program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Thanks to everyone in our entire audience for listening to this broadcast of Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio. Your host for this broadcast was Papa Say. Chatroom supervision provided by BT Destiny. The executive producer was George Carr. The broadcast director was James Best. On-air announcers were Myron Bast and Dorothy Knight. On-air announcer for Spanish was Diego Montoya. On-air announcer for French was Michelle LeBlanc. Telephone screening provided by Nicole Lofton. Music recording and engineering provided by JT's Cop Database Engineering. The music heard on this program is under license by ASCAP and BMI. On-air engineering and recording for post-program archive provided by Blog Talk Radio, a corporation licensed by the State of New York with corporate offices in New Jersey. A recording of this and other broadcasts can be downloaded at www.blogtalkradio.com/papasay. This program has been brought to you by Big Gator Productions, which is solely responsible for its content. Remember to tune in next week at the same time for Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.